Hare Krishna. For a long time, I haven't been able to be in touch with you all. I'm sorry about that. Actually, I had been traveling quite extensively for last one and a half months, and it had been very, very hectic. Just to give you an idea how I'd been traveling, on 6th April, I went to England to be there for the Easter retreat in Buckland Hall. Generally, the retreat is for 3 days, but I was there only for 2.5 days. And on the 9th morning, I left for New York, and I arrived in New York in the evening, and I stayed there for 2 days. Then I went to Los Angeles on the 11th. Then 12th, I went to Melbourne. Then from Melbourne to Sydney. Then Sydney to Brisbane. Brisbane to Auckland, New Zealand. And then from there to Fiji. Then I came back to New Zealand, and then I left for South Africa towards the end of April. So in this way, in 3 weeks' time, I actually had to go around the world. I had to do that because for a long time, for about 6 months, I just stayed in Ujjain, and practically for 6 months I was in India. And since I haven't been out of India, didn't go to various places, I had to make a quick trip around like that. And then I came to, from South Africa, I came straight to Canada. In Canada, I'm having a very quiet time. Sudipta and Sandipan made a very nice arrangement for me. And I'm just having 10 days of very quiet and relaxed time. I think I needed that to get back to my normal physical condition. In one hand, this airlines travel, flying, is very convenient. We can travel very fast, but I can see it's not very healthy. When you move so fast, you're under so much pressure. And whereas in the early days, people used to travel slow, but that was very nice. Like, they used to walk on foot, and they would probably cover 20 kilometers a day, and then they would stop in some village. It was a lot better, and I hope that someday I can also get back to that kind of a program. I had been thinking of going out in parikrama on foot. Let us see, because I am developing this urge to rather travel on foot from place to place in India. Maybe next year I'll do that in Madhya Pradesh, just go from village to village, organize nice preaching programs, and just preach to the simple village people and have nice programs, and that way it'll be a lot more natural and normal, I personally feel. So this is another project that I'm planning to develop in the near future. But here I'm trying to reduce my travel, so now that I have gone around the world, but still one place I haven't covered is UK and Europe. I will be in Canada now, in Toronto, until the 29th. 29th, I'll go to Washington, D.C. We have a meeting there. And then after that, we have a second annual general GBC meeting in New Vrindavan, starting on the 3rd. From 3rd to 6th or 7th, we have this meeting. And Then after that, after the GBC meeting, I'll go for a quick visit to North Carolina, to Hillsboro. And from there, I'll come back to New Vrindavan again on the 11th morning. I will fly from New Vrindavan to North Carolina, but I'm planning to drive back to New Vrindavan. It seems that quite a few devotees will be also joining me, so you'll be driving from North Carolina to New Vrindavan, which takes about 8 hours drive. And then after that, in New Vrindavan, I'll give a seminar for 1 week. It's actually a course on Bhakti Shastri for 7 days. It's actually a 2 week course, but I'll be giving only for 1 week, and hopefully somebody will carry on for the next week. And after that, I have to come back to Canada again and fly back to India. My flight is from Toronto, so I'll come back to Toronto. And on the 25th, I'm planning to fly to London. And then 26th morning, I'll arrive there in London. And 26th night, I'll take a flight to India. And in India, we are inaugurating the midday meal kitchen with a capacity of feeding about 50,000 people. But we are starting the project by feeding 21,000 people, 21,000 students every day to the neighboring schools around Ujjain. It's a government-sponsored project called Midday Meal Project to feed the school children in the primary school. So this program will start when the school opens. We'll be launching this project from 2nd July, Monday. But on 30th June, we will install the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra in that kitchen temple. Adjacent to the kitchen, there will be a temple where the prasadam will be offered, the bhoga will be offered to the Lord. And therefore we are installing the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra on the 30th, which is actually the day of Shnan Jatra, Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony. So it will be a very, very auspicious day to install the deity of Lord Jagannath on the occasion of Snan Jatra. That reminds me, this Snan Jatra bears another very important significance in my life, because on this day Srila Prabhupada gave me sannyas in Vrindavan in 1977. During the Gaur Purnima, Srila Prabhupada gave me first and second initiation, and on the Snan Jatra day 77, Srila Prabhupada gave me sannyas. And so 77 to 2007 is 30 years. So it's going to be my 30th year of sannyas. And we will have mainly we'll have the installation of Lord Jagannath on that day in the temple. Then on the 1st, we'll officially inaugurate the kitchen. This kitchen is very beautifully built. Navadip Chaitanya Prabhu, who is a structural engineering contractor, used to be a structural engineering contractor in Hyderabad. Now he has moved into Ujjain along with his family of one son and two daughters and his wife. So they are now residents of Ujjain, Radha Madan Mohan Temple. And Navadip Chaitanya Prabhu's involvement has been very, very helpful, because he is taking care of our construction department now, and he's a very expert in fabrication, construction. And he actually built this kitchen in 1 month's time. We were originally planning to start this program in early April, but on 4th of April we are planning to launch this program. But then we realized that the schools will have exams from the second week of April, and then the summer vacation will start. Therefore, we thought was the point in starting to distribute the Prashad or Midday Meal project when the schools are going to close very soon. Therefore, we decided to launch this program after the summer vacation, and that is when we are going to launch this program from 2nd of July. And so this kitchen has been built out of steel and composite panels and glass. It has been built the way generally high-tech offices are built nowadays, with glass and composite panel, metal panels. So in the same way, this structure has been built. So you can imagine it's a kitchen made of glass. And then in the kitchen, we will have a chapati machine, which will make 10,000 chapatis every hour. In 1 hour, this machine will make 10,000 chapatis. We're also planning to have a puri making machine, which we'll install after a month or two. And that machine also will have a capacity of about 10,000 puris per hour. We needed this machine because in Madhya Pradesh, people generally eat chapatis. They're not so fond of rice. And government is giving us wheat, so we have to make chapatis. Now, to feed 21,000 children, and each person will have 3 chapatis, so every day we have to make about 63,000 chapatis. That's why we had to get this machine. And this machine will actually make this 60,000 chapatis in practically 6 hours' time. So if the operation starts at 2 o'clock at night, by 8 o'clock, 60,000 chapatis will be ready. And then we have 3 steam jackets. Now, each steam jacket has a capacity of about 50 liters each one. So, 150 liters capacity. And so that means it will make 150 kilos of vegetables in just 10 minutes' time. And it will make dal or other such preparations also in just 7 to 10 minutes time. So this is how we are setting up our midday meal kitchen in Ujjain. And we'll have the dignitaries come on the 1st of July to inaugurate the kitchen, and from 2nd July we will start the distribution to all the schools in that area, feeding 21,000 children. And then on 14th, we are planning to have Jagannath's Rath Yatra. 14th July, 14th and 15th, these 2 days we'll have Jagannath's Rath Yatra in Ujjain. And then I have to leave and I will go to Europe. My plan tentatively will be from India, I'll go straight to Spain, to Malaga, where every year I go for a visit. And then from Malaga, I'll go to Switzerland. They have a summer retreat in the mountains where About 100-150 devotees will join for a week long retreat. They call it Ferienlager. So I'll be in Switzerland for that program. Then after that I'll go to London, and most probably I'll go to London on the 30th of July. And then on 4th and 5th there is Rath Jatra in Leicester. So after attending that Rath Jatra, on 6th I'll go to Radha Desh, because the girls Pandav Sena are from London are having a retreat there, and they requested me to take part in that retreat. So I agreed. So I'll be there from 6th till the 10th. And so this is my tentative schedule for Europe, before that America, Europe, India trip in the next couple of months. And anyway, I will stay in touch. I haven't been able to give the podcast for some time now, but I am planning that tomorrow or today I will start again the podcast. And I look forward to seeing you all soon. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.